Kerry Lee Morgan is an attorney in Southeast Michigan. He previously served as an attorney advisor with the United States Commission on Civil Rights in Washington, D.C., and he's running for one of two open seats on the Michigan Supreme Court. Judicial candidates are listed as nonpartisan on the ballot in Michigan, but parties do make nominations. Kerry Lee Morgan has been nominated by the Libertarian Party, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
In your work, you focus on municipal law, employment discrimination, civil rights, labor law. Tell us about a case you've worked on that exemplifies the type of thinking you would bring to the Supreme Court.
Oh, I think we've done several types of litigation, obviously, with municipal law. You're representing a city, but we've also done some amicus briefs, which we've recently filed in the Michigan Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals, which I think typifies my views on the rule of law, the importance of the Constitution, and making decisions on the basis of the Constitution rather than simply assume the legislature's laws or the governor's orders in these cases are, in fact, all constitutional.
And I just want to note that you're referring to the executive orders you used by Governor Whitmer related to the COVID-19 pandemic. In general, what do you see as the key concerns when looking at issues of governmental authority?
Well, the legislature has granted a certain measure of governmental immunity to governmental actors. Here you have something a little different, the executive branch standing in the shoes of the legislative branch, sort of a separation of powers issue. We've seen a lot of talk today about governmental immunity, particularly of police officers. And on the one hand, it allows an officer to pursue his or her law enforcement functions without the fear that everything they do will be challenged judicially. But on the other hand, we've seen almost become carte blanche for law enforcement, and the legislature certainly needs to take a second look at whether it's the judiciary or whether the courts or whether the legislature themselves have granted too much immunity. And that's something I think we're very concerned about.
You have done a lot of work with parents to advise them of their rights related to homeschooling. And in 1997, you published a book arguing in favor of those parental rights and against governmental control of American education. What legal issues do you see in the way school districts are handling public education during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, we represent charter schools up north, essentially, and we've advised them that the roadmap that the governor has adopted, it's kind of a nightmare. And the book you mentioned, you know, talks about the rights of parents to direct the education and upbringing of their own children, and to do so free from state and governmental interference and regulation and control. And in Michigan, we have a state law, MCL 380.10, that affirms that a parent has a fundamental natural right to educate their child. So I think parents are beginning to understand that there are a lot of different options rather than the local brick and mortar school down the street.
The court is currently all white. You are white, and there's only one minority candidate running this year. What concerns do you have about the lack of diversity on the court?
Well, I think that's for the voters to decide. I mean, you know, racial diversity has been held up as a very important proposition because of it, rather than what it brings to the table. And I think really in the judicial branch, what a candidate brings to the table is going to be a function of their commitment to the rule of law without regard to the color or the content of their character, without regard to the color of the skin, and whether they believe that the judge's role is to articulate the law as given and not as they want it to be.
Kerry Lee Morgan is a candidate for the state Supreme Court. Mr. Morgan, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your chance to chat here today.
Our series of interviews with candidates for the Michigan Supreme Court will continue on Monday. I'll talk with Judge Susan Hubbard. She currently sits on Wayne County's Third Circuit Court and has been nominated by the Green Party. That's Monday on Morning Edition, and you can find all of the interviews we've done so far at michiganradio.org.